today? Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, it's been a long time. I hear you've been up very early today.
Yeah, I had an early call time today. This week quite busy. I had a shoot this morning and then another early call time tomorrow as well.
Oh, busy. Life is good.
Yeah, big call this time last year.
Yeah, don't worry. I hear you loud and clear. I think the whole entertainment industry went through a bit of a change over the last 24 months-ish. So, yep. So, all good. So, look, thanks so much for joining us. I know time is very, very precious with you. I really appreciate it. Really supporting our channel. Hannah will be joining us very shortly.
Oh,
So,
okay.
nah, let's just get things started. Look, it's very chill, very relaxed. So just the topic tonight is Lenemarang, your culture, your art, your sape. I'll never forget that because I remember, just to share with everybody, when I used to MC a few events where Alina was the main performer for the night. I remember coming up to her and said, "Alina, is that sape?" And then she said, "No, Ben, it's sape." And I think
Okay.
that, and I will never ever forget how to pronounce sape until that. I think that was 2016, 2017. What's going on, partner Hannah?
Hi guys, how are you?
Okay. Are you
Hey
having?
Alina. Nice to meet you.
So
Ben, nice meeting you too. Coincidentally, I'll be shooting with Alina tomorrow. it's you. I
There you go. This is a warm-up session. Call time.
it is. Hannah, it was gonna be. What a
So I'll
coincidence.
be seeing you tomorrow
Look,
physically.
Looking forward to it.
Uh,
Same
no, I
here.
was just telling was just telling everybody tonight that the first time when I worked with Elena many years ago, my first mistake was going up to her. Thank God I went up to her, check with her. I said, "How do you say that it's your instrument is called the sape, right?" And then she looked at me and said, "It's sape." So from that day onwards, I've been a big fan of the Who
sape.
said say?
Me. He said say.
Ben ni
Yeah.
suka buat lawak tau. Suka buat kelakar.
It was an innocent question. I Yap.
didn't know. I'm not
Boleh.
musically talented like both of you.
Okay, guess what? Okay, here's something funny as well. So today, my makeup artist, who also will be joining us tomorrow for a shoot, and he was like, Right.
wait, siapa ni apa? Siapa? That's not, bukan siapa lah. So he was asking, siapa siapa? You know, who siapa? Said, no, bukan siapa. It's sape. It's a musical tool. Aduh.
I get that a lot as well.
Oh, I'm sure you do. But look, thank you both. We're gonna keep this pretty tight tomorrow because both of you have an early shoot tomorrow. So everybody, get your questions in. So the first
Yeah.
question we have for Alina. Alina, just tell us a little bit about, I mean, we'll talk about the music in a minute, but you're growing up, you're from Sarawak, mixed family, childhood dreams. What was it like growing up in Sarawak? All of the above, about your background.
So I grew up, I was born and raised in Kuching.
In where,
And
sorry?
Kuching.
Kuching, okay. Kuching,
In
Kuching.
Kuching. And my dad is Dayak Kelabit, which is one quite small tribe. And my mom, she's half English, half Italian. So then came me. I have an older brother as well. He's not in the arts industry. Everybody asks me that question. And you asked about childhood dreams. One of the dreams I remember is that I wanted to be a vet because I am obsessed with cats. When I was little,
Same.
I had 12 cats at one time. Yeah, but that didn't happen.
Nice.
We
Nice.
still can be friends. I mean, currently, how many cats do you have at home?
Oh, two. I have two cats now.
Oh, so you're a mama cat. Two cats.
Yeah, someone just...
I'm a mama cat too, so yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Yeah. Well, Ben, itu kan Ben?
Apa tu?
Yeah?
No, that's right. Yeah, you got two cats, you were saying? Sorry, the sound just broke off.
Tak, Ben. You know kan, bila kita ni ada kucing, someone like Alina, who love cats, who love animals, meaning they have a sensitive soul. So a sensitive soul easily ada connection to do creativity. So senang nak masuk ilham to get inspiration from... Because you have to have a sensitive soul in order for you to be in the art industry. Sebab yes, itulah.
I would agree. Fortunately, I found my sensitive soul in my late 20s. That's why I came into this industry late. But a little bit about that. Another show now. But I'm just going to ask one more question before I palm it off to you now. But talking about sensitive soul, finding yourself in the industry, Alina, I noticed that, you know, you did a very, the typical Asian thing, lah. You studied a management science degree, something very corporate. And I think you worked, on my memory, you worked in a big consulting company, I think Pricewaterhouse it was. And then you thought that you were going to be a corporate person. And you were there for quite a while. I think according to LinkedIn, you were there for about 2 years plus. So, but then you realize, no, this is not my calling. You know, this, my sapi, my calling. Art culture, showing the Sarawakian culture. What was the turning point during that corporate career? When did you get hit by that creative sign that I need to do what you're doing today?
Actually, one of the main turning points was that I had a very unexpected foot surgery when I had that job, and it left me mobile for like 3 weeks. But I decided to buy some canvases and paint and start painting again. And before that, I never had an art or anything. I just really enjoyed it. And then I would just spend my nights after work, come back from office, maybe 9 p.m. sometimes. I'd come home and I could sit down until, you know, 3, 4, 5 in the morning and then go to work again the next morning. And it energized me so much. And my brother... was so worried for me, actually. And so that was like one of the big turning points. And then I just remember little things along the way, like some of my colleagues were the first ones to commission artwork from me. And I just remember the day I got promoted, I said to myself, I need to leave before I get sucked in to that whole tornado. And so I left. And I went to art school. I actually wanted to be an artist, a painter. And then music just kind of very organically happened.
I see.
Nice, nice. Great, great, great story. I think a lot of people don't have that kind of courage to make the jump.
Yeah.
And also when you just got promoted, when someone's offering you more money, more responsibility.
Yeah, it was very scary at the time. I mean, I was young. I was like 23. It's the path that I knew to take, right? That all my friends were taking, and I didn't know if I went to art school, what was going to happen after that. So at that point in my life, it was like a huge decision, and I felt like I was letting down my parents as well. But my heart just wanted it so, 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 so much. So I gave myself a year to do it. And I thought, you know what? If I can't be an artist, I'll just go back into a corporate job.
Wow.
Yep. Switching from Anna, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, switching from consulting to art—that's huge. You know, it's like that's really a huge shift in your career. But of all musical instruments, why sapi?
So I actually learned sape since I was 10 years old. Sape, it was never really an instrument. I loved playing guitar. I had a girl band in school, and then at college, uni, I played saxophone. But I always brought my sapit with me, like, to the UK, to KL, but not people knew that I played it. And I just play for myself. I wouldn't really perform. And then after a while, like, as my friends in KL knew I played this instrument, then I would play at, like, a friend's do, or play at open mic night, like, one song. And then it just, like, very slowly grew traction, and people wanted to hear sape, people wanted to know more about Sarawak. And here I am today. Suddenly made it a full-time wow. thing. Yeah, so I kind of fell into it.
Wow, interesting story. And while we are at it, I just want to say hello to all of our followers who are actually joining us today on our IG Live. We have Farah Fauzana. Hi, Kak Fafa. Thank you for joining. And we also have questions. Yeah. We've also have questions coming from Syed Niza 2003. Alina, when is the next concert in KL area? I really want to be there. Bila tu, Alina? April, I suppose.
Sekarang ni, I don't have plans to have a show in KL yet. I had 2 weeks ago, I think, in KL, and that was really nice to be on stage, backstage again. So I don't have plans for a show in KL, but I have a show likely coming up in Sarawak in June. If you can.
In June. Specifically, when is June? Bila June tu?
Well, it's not yet confirmed, but probably 18th or 19th June.
There you have it. So, Syed Niza, please mark the dates. Lepas Raya, June, book a ticket to Sarawak. Let's go and attend concerts. Okay? Alright.
Nice.
Ben?
Okay. No, like, just like, the disc industry is tough, Alina. Like, you know, I mean, I think before Hannah came in, we were just saying how tough the last 2 years has been. And I'm sure a lot of people in the in our industry, regardless if it's sapi, saxophone, hosting, teaching music, whatever it is, lah, you know, we struggled. So did you ever think during the last 2 years during COVID, oh, you know, like maybe I should have, maybe I, because this happens to a lot of people, maybe I should have pivoted and set up a business to like draw kota or something while doing my main passion, something like that, just to give it a bit more safety, lah, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it obviously crossed my mind, like different business ideas, as a lot of our musician friends have gone into as well, right? But I've been very, very blessed with having paid online shows and work come in last 2 years, which I'm just incredibly grateful for. So, yeah, I don't know what else I can say.
But I have a question, you know, as an artist, do you just miss live performance? I mean, I miss live performance. Moreover, an artist like you, tak rindu ke nak perform in live?
Yeah, memang rindu. Like, for artists, we really feed off the energy of a live audience, kan. So in the first lockdown, it was the first time ever I IG live and Facebook live, and it was so weird, like sitting here in my room playing, singing to like hundreds of people behind the screen, and then you finish a song, and then, like, you don't hear anything.
Exactly.
So weird. Yeah, so I really, really miss it. And then it's even weird, macam, to do a show now in a theater, social distancing. So macam, even though it was sold out shows, it was like third full. Yeah, it's strange, lah. I'm really looking forward for live shows to come back.
Yeah, yeah, I totally understand. Dia macam, even though there's social distancing, dia macam tak memberi tau, because everyone is like so rigid. Like, if they were to express stuff, nanti macam, eh, mana boleh buat macam ni? Kan dia tak ikut SOP, no?
Kan?
So dia macam tak bagi tau. Dia tak, macam dia tak bagi macam, okay, am I doing this right? Korang tak enjoy ke aku tengah performing, kan? So, yeah, I totally get it.
The SOP sometimes, and you know, even like the crew has to be smaller, And it's different to have a live show now. That's part of the reason why I haven't organized a show in KL yet.
Right. Cool. Look, everyone, get your questions in, Chapa Chapa, because these two have a bedtime curfew to make in the next 15 minutes. So I've been on that. So there's a question here by HNG8213. Will you collaborate, Alena, with other musicians in the future? Good question. It's all about diversification again.
We're currently started a collaboration with a Taiwanese artist. I'm very close to her. Her name is Ado Kaliting Pachidal, and she's indigenous Taiwanese. And we've talked before. We have a language barrier. She speaks Mandarin, I speak English, but we somehow really, really click. So she's producing an album of Pacific women and women from islands. So I'll be playing on one or two of her songs.
Well, you speak the language of music, so that's the most important thing. So speaking about the language of music, my last question before Tana. Now, you've come a long way, Alena. I mean, I've known you for quite some time, even though we don't see each other regularly, see each other in advance, we catch up, you're related to some of my family members and all that. So, small world. But you've come such a long way. As a friend, I'm very proud. Hannah's very proud as well. Your followers are really proud, asking all these questions. But the last 3-4 years, correct? I mean, forgive me if I get the number wrong. It's been like, boom, kumpa, man. You've won awards, you've done this, you've done that. I mean, it's really that decision that you made that I'm not taking that promotion at the consulting company to doing what you're doing. You're getting internationally recognized. And it's so great to see that, I always say Malaysian world-class over the sea. You know, that's the way it should be in any industry. So can you just treat this again? What is it down to? I mean, the cliche phrase is hard work and sacrifice. We know that, that's a given. But what's it down to, and how did you get there? And just treat it like that, those inspirational stories. That's what we want to hear on Great People TV.
It is really the hard work. I think one of the things that felt really hard about when I left my corporate job is that I knew this was going to be hard work, but it was hard work that was worth doing for me, you know. And so we work very hard every day. Like, I work more than I did in the corporate world. And the thing I think is always, you know, I believe that everybody underneath all the noise knows what they're naturally good at and knows what their heart is attracted to, you know, in terms of what you want to do.
Right.
And it's just kind of always staying in tune with that, staying in tune with that intuition, staying in tune with your heart and with your soul, because I think if you go for it, things will happen, things will come your way, because it's what you're naturally good at, you know. Nobody can do it as good as you can, but it's just that make that jump, that's what people need to do. I think people know the griefs of the music industry already, all the cliched griefs, and true. So especially for my genre, which is world music, is quite limited in Southeast Asia. So it's been very hard, but very exciting, kind of carving that path of where music or music video fit in the industry.
Yeah, nice. It is. Everybody thinks that, like, our industry is less hours and everything, but I think we don't sleep, especially in your line of work, that you're always thinking about the next creative script or tune and everything like that. We don't sleep. I mean, Hannah and I are always like who can we get, what kind of content, what kind of angle we can take, what, you know, how far can we push the boundaries. I'm sure you're thinking the same thing. Just before I hand it back to Nat, and then now we'll just wrap it up in the next 10-15 minutes, there was a question there from one of my friends. Said, yep, Wahab, they said, have I left Dubai? Yeah, bro, I left Dubai quite a long time ago. I wish I could stay and they pay me nice money and all that. But the event scene, I do have to come back. So inshallah, I'll head back to Dubai one day. Just before I head back to Hannah, there's a question here from Louisa PW. Do you have any plans to influence the younger generation with your passion in sape? If yes, how? I think that's a great question. All great questions tonight. But yes, I mean, we don't stay young forever as much as we would like. So, Elena?
Well, it's great seeing the younger generation pick up sape already. Because when I started playing in the year 2000, there was no young generation playing. There's hardly even old generation playing, you know? And it's just been so nice to see young people pick up the sape. And actually would love to see young people pick up other lesser known instruments. Macam, I don't have it here with me now. It's called lutong. I made a video, I think maybe 4 or 5 videos back on my channel. It's like this instrument that is quite hard to find these days. Women play and men play sape, and it's actually so easy to make. I mean, yeah, but if you know woodwork, it'll be quite easy to make. So I would love to see that in the next 10 years kind of shoot up and have the same rise that sape did.
Nice. We hope so, because it's a great instrument. I mean, and just to share with the audience, please go to Alina's YouTube page. I think there's 14,000 followers there. You can be the 14,000th and 5th follower, I don't know. But if you look at the videos, I swear to God, it's like watching like those international TV networks, like a documentary type. Very well choreographed, really crisp music. The way you sing, the other people sing, they come in. It was like, I must have watched it in the lead up to this discussion at least 5-6 times. It's really great. So watch that, and you don't have
whole team that put that together. They're all so talented. And so passionate.
They did a good job. So you did a good job. So, now?
Well, I have nothing much to ask because, you know, I'll be seeing you tomorrow anyway. But I have a special request. And we have a special request from Great People TV. I was wondering maybe if you could play your sape. Tapi ada satu lagu khas. Since you're a Sarawakian, I nak dengar lagu Putri Santubong, Putri Sejenjang. Penjaga gunung negeri. Can or not? Please lah, can lah.
So I have to tell you, I play traditional sape, which doesn't have all those notes for that song.
Is it?
So I only have 5 notes. Yeah, tapi if, like, I think you've seen some sape players playing that song, kan? And yes. They frets, like they add the sape. So macam I'm a bit of a purist, maybe. So I play traditional sape. Yeah. Maybe let me learn it for you, but not by tomorrow. I won't be able to play it tomorrow.
Okay, how about tonight then? Okay, what song can you sing for us? What song can you play for us?
Okay. So I'm not going to play sape tonight because actually these don't work.
They're right, like okay.
And my sape is packed in the car ready for tomorrow's shoot already. So
your fault, Anna. Yeah, okay.
I could sing a song for you. I can sing a song for Great People TV. And it's a song that we sing when we welcome guests to the Longhouse. And every time Longhouse, we always puji how great everybody looks, how great everybody is. So I think it would be suitable for you guys. So I'll just say it's a very short song. It's just like 4 lines.
No worries. We're very honored. Thank you.
Titi italun ini lundori betepi. Lamigat we medita ida ayu tado tira.
Wow.
Oh, beautiful.
Who are all these beautiful people? I look to my left, I look to my right. Everybody is so tall and so beautiful.
Wow, the legs even more beautiful.
You know, I have to be honest with you. When that song was singing, I was thinking of a Great People TV iklan, like that song. So, like, you know, all the VIP, all the CEOs, the politicians, the actresses, the Lisas, you know, the Fandi Ahmads were in that video, like Fandi kicking a ball, you know, Lisa acting, you know, the politicians being politicians. I mean,
we were saying tadi about us creative people just always thinking of new ideas.
So I'm right there with you. But now, thank you for that, Alina. I really appreciate that. I know you get, I'm sure you get that asked a lot. And, you know, like you're thinking, Alama, I got to work before I go to bed. But thank you for sharing that. You know, big coffee on me. And Hannah, just buy her 3 extra coffees tomorrow and put it on my tab. Yeah. Okay. So.
Okay. Sure.
Question here from I am.
Yeah, Ben. Yes. Can we repeat one question, please? Yes.
Pipa. Pipa, this is our.
Is
Pipa,
there our any tips? Supporter. Is there any tips for artists out there who wants to be known outside of Malaysia, especially when we play traditional art? Because just now you mentioned that you are collaborating with a Taiwanese artist. Yeah. And I remember Su Winsi was telling us the other day that there's a huge market in Taiwan and also in Spain. So, yeah.
What really helped for me was networking. I think it started when actually Startup Tourism Board sent me to a networking event for world music. Mm-hmm. And you build your network and maintain your network. Because the good thing about traditional instruments is that for the world music scene, it's actually very small globally. You know, it's so small compared to the pop and rock and like mainstream industry. So yeah, just start building that network of whatever agents, festival directors, bands, media, and it will take a long time, you know, but it will come to at some point. I think that's the biggest thing that helped me. And if you can't go to a networking event, just don't be shy to drop people emails. You know, everything is on Google now. Everyone is stalkable. Just drop people emails. Half won't reply, half might reply. Yeah.
Nice.
Great.
Okay, last but not least, ada request sikit lagi, Alina. Sikit lagi. Minta kelakar Sarawak.
Minta kelakar Sarawak.
I knew you'd ask that.
To wrap up our session for tonight.
Wrap it up.
Okay. You can say, kami si pandai kelakar Sarawak.
What does that mean? I'm like,
Kau ni buat lawak lah. Of all things she said, Ben, dia cakap dia tak pandai kelakar Sarawak. Pada hari baru je kelakar Sarawak tadi.
There you go.
Hey, Alina.
Hey. Have fun.
It's going to be a great look. It is 9:59, everybody. Sorry, this is short and sweet. We will have, inshallah, God willing, we will have Alina back next time. But these two, when I say these two, Hannah and Anna, they've got a big shoot tomorrow. I think they have to wake up at like 5, some ungodly hour. So I hope you both have a great, great shoot tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be cracking.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you so much for making time for us. Yeah, we really appreciate you. No, I mean it. Whatever coffee she wants, put it on my tab and then send me the bill.
Okay.
So, you know, be fresh tomorrow. Have a great shoot. And I'm sure your career, as they say in the UK, I'm sure your career will just be cracking and like cracking to the next level all the time. So have a good one. Be safe. And anytime you want to tell stories, just hit me on WhatsApp and then we'll put you back on Great People TV. Yeah.
Thank you guys. And thank you everyone for tuning in.
Sweet and thanks dream. To all our viewers. Follow
thank you for Great joining People us TV. And thank you, Alina. Thank you, Ben. Bye.
Bye.
Love you.